Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
John Redmond tells the story of a farmer who came to town and asked the chef of a new French restaurant if he could use about 1 million frog legs. "Oui," he responded enthusiastically, but then he quickly asked, "Where in the world would you find so many frogs?" "I have a pond at home that is filled with them," said the farmer, adding, "They drive me crazy day and night." After they agreed on a price, with anticipation, the French chef awaited the first delivery of this new delicacy, which would soon appear on the menu. A few weeks later, the farmer made his first delivery, all of 4 frog legs. With a red face, he stammered, I guess I was wrong. There were just 2 frogs in that pond, but they sure made a lot of noise. That's the way it is with stress in your life. Like a grain of sand in your eye or a torn cuticle on your finger, a small amount of friction can produce a great deal of discomfort. Medical research indicates that your mental attitude has a lot to do with how you handle stress. The bullfrogs in your pond, which are causing you to toss and turn without sleep night after night. Knowing that God is in control helps quiet the bullfrogs. But there is always that battle that rages. How can I turn it over to the Lord? We're afraid of losing control. Yes, we want God's help, but we also want veto power just in case we don't like flying in the clouds, not quite sure where we're going. Here's the important question. How do you turn things over to the Lord? The answer begins with your relationship with God. A lot of people want to use God like a parachute on a plane that's about to go down. Once they safely reach the ground, they want to disengage and go their own way. But the relationship that brings security for you as a believer in Jesus Christ is one in which you surrender your life to the sovereign will of God, knowing without question that you have become God's child. The Bible calls it being born again. It means you acknowledge your inability to save yourself or help yourself. The gulf between you and God is what the Bible calls sin. It's the rebellion of your heart that makes you want to live as though there is no God. It's when you confess sin and ask God to forgive the rebellion of your life that you run up the white flag of surrender. Doing this, you embrace God's Son as your Lord and Savior. Jesus said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." This means you are not alone in your workplace, your marriage, your neighborhood. That knowledge in itself takes a lot of stress out of life. Finally, it means that you acknowledge Christ as the leader of your life, asking Him to guide you, direct you, and empower you. It's then that you come under His banner and security. Being a follower of Jesus Christ won't eliminate all the stress in your life. Like the frog in the farmer's pond, there will always be bullfrogs croaking when you want to sleep. But knowing that God is in control quiets their voices, and you can turn off the light and go to sleep. Living in the Philippines, on one occasion, thieves came into our backyard. When our daughter Bonnie discovered them, they fled. The next day, Bonnie read Psalm 4:8 that says, "I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me to dwell in safety." No problem. Safety is not the absence of danger. It's the presence of the Lord.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.